Blog Talk Radio.
And a big God bless you. I thank you for tuning in to the Power of Prayer Talk Show, where I am your hostess for the next 30 minutes, Patricia Williams. I greet each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for tuning in on today. God has been so good to me, not only to me, but to the people that are connected to me, but most of all to everyone around us and that are connected to us, that God has been blessed. And God is a God of his word. Whatever he says, he shall supply and he shall meet every need. I thank God for each and every one of you that has prayed during my absence. I know that I have been off for a while, and it's actually been a month today. But I thank God because he's been giving me new territory. He's been giving me new directions and new things to do concerning the ministry. He has really just turned my ministry upside down, and I thank and praise God for that as well. I pray that during my absence that you have been keeping up or been really seeking God in this season and in this hour, because I know some of you told me that this show was being very helpful to you, especially the topics that was being presented, that you would go back and listen to the archives and just receive new revelation. I'm glad, because that is why I'm here, because many are called, but few are chosen. And God has sent some mighty men and women of God out there with a great revelation and with great teaching. And I thank God. I am humbly thankful that he has chose me to get his word out there. I do not take it for granted. Believe me, I fast regarding the topics. I fast regarding this show, because I am a firm believer. The gifts that I have within me, he gave it to me. They are not mine. And that's why I seek God in everything that I do. Some people do not understand when they invite me places to go here and to go there. I say, wait, let me consult God first. They don't understand that my life is totally led by the Spirit of the Lord. Because if God say go, I go. If God say don't go, I don't go. Because I don't know what God is protecting me from. And second of all, the revelation may not be for that time and that season. But I do thank and praise God for each of you, those who have been encouraging me along the way. Believe me, there are times when you be saying, Lord, especially leaders and ministers of the gospel, Lord, is it all worth it? Yes, it is. Just to see that one person getting saved, or that one person getting what they need, it is all worth it. Because there are times when you have to put yourself on the back burner. It doesn't matter what you're going through, because I always say it is not about you. It is about the one who has sent you. So, yes, continue your prayers, not only for me, but for other men and women of God of the gospel that are laboring on the behalf of God's people, that are on the forefront preaching and teaching the gospel all over the world. Continue to keep them uplifted in your prayer as well. Don't forget to pray for this country and this nation as one. Do not allow the distractions to get you off focus, but this should get you more and push you towards God than directing you from God. So, with that being said, continue your prayer life like never before, because we are in a season where we have to seek God with our whole heart, because this is not about a materialistic thing anymore, because if we see God, the more we seek him in the spirit, God will supply everything we need, hallelujah, in the natural realm. So continue to seek God for the needs of the people as well as your need. You know what you need to build yourself up spiritually. Yes, I can intercede for you and other ones too, but when it comes down to it, you have to cry out for God. You got to tell God what you want. You got to let God say, hey, God, I cannot do this anymore. I'm going to need you to help me, and I'm going to step back because I'm tired. Because it does come to a point to where we just have to give up everything, and then everything around us and then everybody around us that is being a hindrance or a distraction to get to God. I mean, most people may say, hey, you're being selfish or this or that. Great. You don't know the sacrifice that that person had made, or then you don't know the sacrifice that I have made to get to this point. And then I always say the anointing calls. You're not going to get this thing overnight. This is a process. Whatever you are seeking God for, hallelujah, because you have to go through a process. Because whenever you enter into new territory, you have to slay giants. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, is defeating your enemies. And we're going to come from Psalms 6 and 10. Hello, Amanda God. How are you doing today?
I'm blessed in yourself.
I'm doing great, Amanda God. Good to have you on. It's good to be back. We're going to talk about today defeating your enemies, but I would also like to encourage the listeners to please call in at the number 347-324-3622. That's 347-324-3622. Call in if you have any questions or any comments regarding today's topic, and not only this topic, but anything that you want to know. You want to know, just call in and we will see. Can we help you out? So we're going to talk about defeating your enemies, because everyone has an enemy. Because if you walk in ministry, you're not going to be well liked. Because if that you are, it's something wrong. Because we are coming with a word from the Most High God, and we not come to make friends. We are coming to help you and to save your soul, to get you to know Christ for yourself. So yes, there are going to be enemies. There are going to be people that are hating on you, and they are hating on you because of the fact they want to be like you, but they don't know how to get like you. So instead of them just humbling themselves and say, hey, what did you do to get like this? Or how did the Lord help you with this process? Instead of some people humble themselves and say, hey, I need help, they will come against you with a different attack. So we want to talk about defeating your enemies, because there is a plan of God to defeat your enemies. And we as Christians have to get out of the flesh, because the first time when somebody come up against us, the first thing on us, some people mind, is to fight or to verbally say something out loud. But there is a spiritual way you can defeat your enemies without getting out of character. So, man of God, you have the floor.
Woman of God, many times people come against us, and they do that because they feel that that's a way to push us with hot buttons.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel that that's a way to get us to react to them. Because some of them are just as miserable as they pretend to be and they assume to be. I find it many times that your enemies and that people who stare you down, they build a case against you in hope of using that case to expose the notion that you are not who God says you're not. But you know, woman, God, what God would say it is, we are human.
Yes, we are.
Just like anybody else. So we're going to be subject to, you know, to wrongdoing. We're going to be subject to attacks. We're going to be subject to issues. But that does not mean that we are not who we are. But the enemy always has to use somebody to come along to try to assassinate the God in us. And don't think it's strange that the enemy ain't going to use somebody, because sometimes the enemy could use a friend just as well as he could use a family member. But it's all designed to kill what God has you to do.
Yes. And also, man of God, we as a person and people that are working ministries, God will often send someone to get us to get some things out of us, to allow that person that is coming against you. We may think it is of the devil, but it could actually be the Lord sending someone to get something out of us. So would you kindly explain that?
Sometimes, woman of God, and what people of God fail to realize is sometimes God not punishing us, or he's not doing anything out of order to us to allow those people to come against us. He's actually testing us. And the reason why he's testing us, woman of God, is because, you know, we are tried to be tested and tested to be tried. What is a faith not proven if it's not tested? Versus what is a ministry that's not been stretched if it has not been poked at? And that's what the people of God fail to realize. God trusts you with trials. God trusts you with tribulations, and he trusts you even when people come against you. He trusts you to see how much out of your flesh you are, how much ready you are, how much make ready you are for the ministry itself. But so many people of God fail because they get so in their feelings about how people talk about them, or they get in their feelings with how people reject them, until they miss the whole point of why God sent the test, period.
Yes, that is so true. And, man of God, I often see this on social media all the time, how people, especially people in ministries, they be saying how they don't want to deal with people because they don't want to go through anything, and they just rather just be by themselves. But I always say that your ministry is people, because if that you can't handle people, you can't handle ministry, because ministry is people. So, and I often tell people, I say, you got to get past that person and look at that spirit and see what that spirit is doing, because God can be using that person to bring something out of you, or then that spirit can be vexation to you. You have to have the spirit of discernment. And someone says you have to learn a person's a personality. I disagree with that, because if you are in the spirit, we can't learn your personality, because God will give us everything we need to know about you. So personalities, and then he will tell us how to deal with you. So, man of God, how did God deal with you about dealing with people, all kind of different people? Because you know you have some people that want to do their own thing, and some people that's coming in and they want to, will come in acting humble, but then once they get comfortable, you find out they have become your enemy. And we done seen that a lot of times. So how did you react with that?
Oh, my God, I'm going to tell you, first of all, it's very easy to bow out as a man than woman of God, or as a Christian, and not want to deal with people, because it's easier, because you're not susceptible to attacks, and you're not susceptible to mess and all kind of strife and everything.
Yeah.
But I want you to understand that Jesus, the only time Jesus shed away from them was to recharge and go to the wilderness. But
besides that,
Jesus was among the people, and he dealt with the people, because he understood that without the people, there would be no bias of ministry. We got to understand, even in ministry, or as we deal in life that without people around us, we will not go to the next level and we will not get to the love of God. It's easy for you to love yourself, but you have to love the people as well. Now, it's not going to always be easy dealing with the people because people can be very difficult. But if you can't handle another human being, then how in the world can you handle yourself?
That's so true, man to God. That is so true. That's, and then see, that's when it comes back that is trying to get something out of you. Because if you don't have compassion for the next person,
right,
how can you have compassion for yourself? And man of God, I can be honest, because I had a problem with a different types of people and their personalities until God told me it's not about their personalities. Listen to me. Let me tell you and show you their spirits. And then I can tell you how to handle them. And once you do it God's way, it's smooth sailing. Because you are listening and you are hearing to the voice of God, and you're not listening to nobody else about what this person said about this person or that person said about that person, because they are really talking from the natural realm of the person. They don't even know that person spiritually. And when their spirit is just only saying, I want to be loved. I want God, but I don't know how to get to him. And they are actually, they are really pulling to you to, you know, help me to get to where I need to be. And man of God, I'm a witness. We have lost so many people because we have based opinions on the other person's reaction toward them or what the other person said about them. We have lost so many souls that at a due time we're going to be held accountable for, because we have listened to what other people say about that person instead of listening at the Spirit of God. Man of God, tell the people, how can they defeat the real enemy, which is Satan, the real enemy?
By understanding his attack and his techniques and stop ignoring them, because a lot of people of God, they're ignoring the whole process that the enemy uses people, and he uses familiar trigger points in order to get you off of course. They don't, people do not want to go through anything anymore, woman of God. They do not want to suffer. They expect everything to be smooth sailing. Listen, your name going to be smeared. Your name, you're gonna struggle sometime. You're going to go through. It's because God trusts you. If you really pay attention inside of the Word of God, you never see neither one of the men or women of God that did not deal with something in order to get them to where they need to be, whether it was self-inflicted or whether it was not self-inflicted at all. But God trusted them enough for them to get through it, because he gave them the test of endurance. But we do not want to endure temptation no more, woman of God. We do not be Zachariah type Christians. We don't want to be the race is not given to the swift, neither the battle to the strong. Neither do we want to endure to the end. But we want to endure long as people looking. Or we want to endure, you know, long as it don't get too thick. And I can bow out. But I can preach, though. I can sing. I sound real good as a Christian. But if things get too thick, I'm going to go out and hide. But the reason why a lot of times Christians go into hiding, woman of God, because they have a bad time dealing with themselves. And they're really insecure. And they really ain't broke up all that fallible ground. So, you know, and you ever seen those people, woman of God? The reason why they go into hiding fast and they do this and they do that and they reject people and hide from people is because they just like those people that they reject or that's rejecting them. And they don't want to admit it, that they crossed over to the other side as a Christian or something they think is the version of a Christian. They crossed over and never changed really one bit.
True. And because really you're basically saying they can't help nobody else because they need to help themselves.
Absolutely.
They basically cannot help nobody else because they need to help themselves, because if they is, because, I mean, man of God, it's so much pretense that, and I say this all the time, it's a men and women of God, leaders and preachers that are in the pulpit preaching from a place of pain. They never got delivered from their past issues.
Come on.
And they are spreading and spewing the hurt on others. So when they come in, they don't know how to work with them because they haven't never got delivered themselves, because they are still holding
on
of their past. And that's what makes it hard for the people to even accept Christ, because they don't know where to go. But when the true men and women of God who have just sold out, just allow God to take everything away from them, when they are out there trying, they are getting knocked back for the false ones, and then for the ones who have been hurt, because they don't want them, they don't want their eyes to be open to, hey, it is something more. And that's what's wrong with the people. They only think that they can go so far in God, and that's it. You can't go no more. But it is so much more once that you get delivered of yourself. And that's basically it. You got to get delivered from yourself, because if that you don't get delivered from yourself, you cannot help nobody else. What you have to say?
Absolutely, woman of God. And at the early stages of my ministry, I dealt with that exact same thing. But you know, woman of God, I was given only what I had, because I was holding on to what I thought I got rid of. Good God Almighty.
Yes.
And that's what people, and that's what people fail to realize, even in ministry.
Yes.
Some of these microwave prophets and some of these country apostles and all of this, and they thought, you know, that they had some dignified level, but really and truthfully, they just preaching out of their pain, and they don't know how to, they're not delivered, and they don't want to, if you notice, they get away from every word that talk about deliverance, because that end up being a hot button to really what their issue is.
Yes.
And it's sad because these same type of people, woman of God, are popular, and these same type of people turn around and they infect the body of Christ more. And what they fail to realize is if they only take a moment to deal with them, they could be even more effective in the kingdom than the older generals. But because they don't want to deal with them, they costing everybody else the full benefits of who God is as a savior, as a deliverer, as a Holy Ghost disperser. They are messing up everybody else's program because they refuse to get in the right place on the program.
Yes. Wow, that is so true. And as a child of God, man of God, and you know, we will have enemies in the natural realm as well, because the believer, the saved people, we come to disrupt the demons. And naturally, we're going to have an enemy in the world because they know we are coming to disrupt your sin, and you cannot be around us with your sin. And then they will go out and they will just mess your name up. What would you tell those type of people? Because many people cannot take this. Because the first thing they want to do, they talked about me. They lied on me. And the first thing they want to do, give up on God, give up on ministry. What advice you got for those?
Woman of God, I've been there, done that. What I would tell them, and as nice way as I can, is stop being a spiritual wimp. Understand that stuff like that is going to happen. Sometimes God used those very. Don't you know that they the fish with the mouth, with the money in the mouth?
Okay.
And that's what you fail to realize. That very, very moment you have a issue with what somebody is saying, that very, very moment you have an issue with what somebody is doing, is that very moment that God want to bless you, but you keep missing the mark because you do not want to go through the mark. And sometimes you got to suffer ridicule in ministry. I my bishop used to tell me something, woman of God, and I never understood, but I got it now. And he said, even when people are talking about you, it's still a form of publicity. So accept what you
yes.
get. Your name's still out there.
Yes.
He said, they
yes,
set you
indeed.
Up. And you don't even realize that they setting you up. And that's what a lot of
mm-hmm.
Christians fail to realize. They put themselves on a pedestal so high, woman of God, until when
mm-hmm.
they don't hear nothing good, they feel like they're finna die. And no matter if you
yeah.
hear nothing good or you hear something bad, keep going. Keep grinding.
That's it.
It's going to pay off. And as long
yeah.
as you're coming in Jesus' name and you're not coming in your own name, because folks who come in Jesus' name don't feel embarrassed when they hear their name wrong in the street.
No. So your best bet is to obey God, whatever God tell you. Just keep going, because your obedience will defeat it. Because eventually they're going to finish talking about you anyway, because they're going to realize, hey, that's not bothering him. That's not bothering her.
No.
She's going to do it regardless. Because
mm-hmm.
the words just only push you to do better, to
mm-hmm.
defeat the enemy even the more. Okay, man of God, you got the last words. I really love this topic, because I have seen so many people back down because of what somebody said. And I really like this topic, and I hope it will encourage somebody. You have the last words, man of God.
Woman of God, what I will say is that I know in ministry it gets hard. And the reason why
yes.
it gets hard is because you are the main attack on behalf of God, especially
yeah.
as it concerns in ministry, because people are so natural and they're not spiritual, and they don't see
mm-hmm.
God. They see you
yeah.
as the reason why they don't need God. That's why they instantly look for your imperfections. That's why they instantly
yes.
look for the issues that has came and gone inside of your life. That's why they look
yes.
to see if you miss a note, if you pigeon-toed, no matter what it is. They're looking for an excuse not to serve
mm-hmm.
God. So whatever they can detour in your life to take the focus off what they really need, they're going to do it. People of God, I've been there. You've been there. We've been there. We understand
yes,
how the game works. We've made every excuse in the book. We've talked about the people in the church. We did this and we've
yes.
done that. But when time gets rough and when things get bad, you're going to need God like never before, just
yes.
like they're going to need God like never before. But it's our
exactly.
job to remain persistent, because if we remain
that's
persistent,
it.
No matter if no matter if they're talking about us, no matter if they're vandalizing God's name on behalf of us, no matter what it is,
mm-hmm.
if we stay persistent, there's blessings locked up in that, because the enemy wants you to react. The enemy wants you to get off course, and he
yes.
sends things like that because he don't know what else to send. So he tries our flesh in dissertation, but never
yes.
get to the place where you allow the enemy to tear you down through words or tear you down through your enemy. Because if our Savior would have done that, he'd have never came out the wilderness.
Exactly. Well, man of God, I thank you. This was a great topic. I really enjoyed it. I thank each and every one of my listeners. Don't forget to tune in next Monday at the same time. And everyone have a blessed week. God bless each of you. Thank you, man of God.
Amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless you all.